Let's head back to June of 1963 when a concept proposal was presented to council for a major new marina for 500 vessels, a hotel, service station, 400-car parking lot, yacht club and several retail stores for land on the south side of the Sawa Senator Ferry Causeway. Also occupying part of what was known as the Sawa Senator Indian Reserve, the proposal by Shoreline Holdings Limited would have included a yacht clubhouse that would have had a large banquet room, coffee shop, lounge, sleeping facility and other amenities. The buildings would have been in an Indian theme in keeping with their surroundings. Shoreline Holdings Limited had been granted a lease of the property by Indian Affairs for 20 years with an option to renew it, council was informed. At the time, it was suggested the marina would also solve the problem of the lack of public access to Sawa Senator Beach from English Bluff Road. The proposal died on the vine and never made it to council as an application for consideration.